Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. We are talking Sex and the City 2. You can hear the excitement inside of my voice. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us. My partner in crime, Jewel Green, I think she is on the line, and we're going to go ahead and just quickly bring her in so we can talk Sex and the City. Hi, Jewel. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, darling. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
You know, anytime I get to talk to you, Victoria is a happy, happy woman. But let's talk Sex and the City. So first of all, when did you decide with Posh Couture, Posh Girl Events, that you wanted to bring this to, you know, to the ladies in the Washington area?
Well, we've been trying to work it in the schedule, you know, even through our last event. We knew that it was coming. We were trying to figure out how to make it happen and have a fun night so the women could come out and just celebrate themselves. So we've been working on it a while, and we're glad that it came to be.
Well, certainly, you know, and that's all that it's all the buzz right now on Facebook. So we've been kind of putting the message out there. And I want to start off just with a question that there's a woman who, I guess she came out to your last event, Party with a Purpose, and she's from Columbia, Maryland. She says, Jewel, I love, 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 love you, love all of your clothes. And she says, have you always been interested in, you know, in Sex and the City when it first started, or did you get into it later, like I guess how she did?
I actually did. I never saw the complete series when it was actually on and running. I started maybe a year before the first movie came out and started just kind of piecing the DVD set, and then I got hooked. But once I saw the movie, I thought, oh, my gosh, there's so much. The movie has so much excitement and just, you know, the clothes and everything. So it was I was a late bloomer, too, but we were right on time.
Exactly. No, I totally agree with you because I remember when I first kind of got hooked on it, and like you, it wasn't when it first came out. I think I happened to be at home one day and, you know, kind of flipping through channels and, you know, saw it on HBO, but it was really the clothes that interest me. And, you know, more than anything, and that was kind of how I got hooked on it. So tell us the location and also if we still have any tickets for the event that's coming up on this Thursday at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, we're actually going to all view it together at the Old Town Theater in Alexandria, so we're very excited about that. We are selling tickets through tomorrow at midnight. That's when our last opportunity to buy tickets online. So we still have some of those available, and it's, you know, right in Old Town Alexandria. We thought we'd choose a theater that was totally Carrie, and it is. It's it reminds you of, you know, it's Old Town. It's everything that's quaint and special. Not you know, we could have done a new theater that was connected to a mall, but that is so not Carrie, so we did not do that.
Right. No, I totally agree with you. And for those of you that have never been to Old Town Alexandria, it's exactly like she said. It's just kind of really quaint and sort of historical area. But also there's a lot of activities on the waterfront down there that you can do. So they've got a lot of fabulous restaurants. So, you know, even you may want to think about coming a little early just to kind of walk around because it really is a lot of stuff down there to see. At least I think so, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely. I thought, you know, it would be a great opportunity for the ladies to come down with their friends and have dinner and then come to the movie and just have a good time, a ladies' night out.
And one thing, Jewel, that I wanted to commend you on is always because – I know for a fact that, you know, not only in D.C., New York, L.A., everybody in the whole United States of America, everybody's doing these premiere for Sex and the City. And I really just want to commend you on the very low ticket price that Posh Couture is doing, because I know a lot of tickets are ranging starting at, you know, $50 to $100. So I just personally wanted to say that because I like the idea that you guys made it very affordable. You know, so that everybody, no matter who you are or kind of what your income or budget is, that if you really wanted, you know, to come out and just spend the evening with the girls and have a good time, that you could do that. So I do commend you on keeping the ticket prices crazy low.
Yeah, you know, we thought we're always mindful of every woman. We're always mindful of what the budget is happening, you know, with the whole world, with the whole economy right now. And I thought it was very important to have a price that wasn't offensive to people, but they also could come and receive something too. So inside of that, we thought, let's figure out how to give the women something too. So we've got some great door prizes. So I think it's the best ticket in town to come to our party.
No, I definitely think so too. And speaking of the door prizes and the giveaway, and you guys know when Posh Couture and Jewel does something, it's always classy and it's always fabulous. So I'll let Jewel tell you guys some of the stuff that she's giving away. But I was so moved that by what you guys were giving away that I threw a couple of things in there too. So I donated a bottle of champagne, and I make these really, really, at least I think they're great, Jill. You'll see it. I make these really great wreaths that you can hang in the house or outside. And I literally go into my backyard and grab all the twigs myself. I clean them and basically make a wreath out of it with some wire, and I decorate them myself. So I think mine looks a little bit better than the ones that you buy in the store. Plus, I put my hard work and energy into it. So I also donated one of those for the raffle. So I just like the idea of, like you said, too, that, you know, women that are coming there, they're also, you know, having the chance to leave with something pretty cool from the event as well.
Absolutely, which I can't thank you enough for that. We love for women to feel a part of our group and who we are. So we call everybody Posh Girl. So we are very excited that you as a Posh Girl are donating too. And just not to mention that, we can't thank you enough for all the time you put into our events, and you make them so special. And we can't thank you enough for that.
And I've told you this before. I really believe that it was God that sent me your way. So that thing, you know, we talked about, this certainly goes all the way around. So talk about some of the giveaways that you got, because I saw you just posted something on Facebook, and I was the first to jump on there and say ooh and ah about it.
Well, let me tell you, of course, you know, my favorite thing to do in life is to give. So I said, let me go out and spend some time and shopping and putting some things together so women can walk away with something that they are just pretty stunned about. So one of we have a fabulous bottle of Moët champagne that is so symbolic of Sex in the City, because they drink that pretty often. We have one box, which is so cool. We have one box of it's Sex and City treats. It's everything from the martini glasses, the shaker, the DVD. It's got one of the original scripts from the last season. Some
wow.
fun things in that box for you to get together with your girlfriends and do. We also have a Sex and the City tote bag that I filled with all my personal things that I love to read monthly. So I've got everything in there from Elle magazine to New Beauty Concept, everything, all the fun magazines that I get to, whenever I get to steal away, that's what I do. So all the latest editions of all those magazines. Then we also did the new Sarah Jessica Parker perfume.
Great.
It's got a great tote bag. We've got that. Then we also have a cuff bracelet that they the signature for the movie, that is also a compact in it with the fragrance. So it's you can wear it and actually dab it on as you go, which is really, really cute. Yeah. So we got that.
Now, and I know for a fact, because I don't even know why I'm asking this question, but I know for a fact your staff and all of us, we can't enter to win any of this, can we?
Well, we may put you in now. The working staff, no, they can't do it, but we'll put you in there.
Actually, I started thinking about it when you started talking about that cuff bracelet. But you know for a fact, out of the goodness of my heart, even if I put my name in there and won it, I would just say, throw mine away.
See, that's we give it back. Yeah, we just say, okay, where do we go get that from, and just go buy another one. That's what we do. But then we also have some great vendors, you know, that we work with all the time, and they've also donated some of their great things. So we have a piece of jewelry from Tracy Lynn. Clutch Handbags has donated a purse. Hush Boutique has decided to give us something too. I can't remember if it's a garment or if it's a piece of jewelry. So we've got some really, really fun stuff. So it should we'll kick off those door prizes before the movie. So we'll start off with a bang.
And ladies, I can definitely tell you, when Jewel talked about some of the boutiques and Hush, let me just tell you, those folks are no jokes over there when it comes to what they pick and choose in terms of buying and selling. Because at the last event, Jewel, for Tiger Lily, I got a fabulous maxi dress that has these cool pockets from Hush Boutique. And I've been wearing it. Like, I have nowhere to go. I just wear the thing around the house because it makes me feel so happy.
Don't you love it?
Yes, I love that maxi dress. And there again, ladies, I have to tell you, the prices when Jewel does these events and these vendors come out, I'm telling you, it is unbelievable. And not only that, when you mentioned Tracy Lynn, I got a bunch of her jewelry too. So I'm telling you, so now I don't even think about shopping anymore at the mall and different department stores. I just basically wait for you, Jewel, to say that you're having something at your house or we're having an event where shopping is going to be there. Because I literally find, like, the stuff that your vendors have and that people that, you know, do stuff with Posh Couture, it's, you know, the quality of it, first of all, is great, ladies. And secondly, I'm always, I kid you not, amazed by the prices, because I got this ring, I think it was from Tracy, and I guarantee you if that ring were in Macy's or Belk's or any major department store, it totally would have at least been not on sale at $75. And I got it for $25, so I really can't, you know, if you can tell I'm excited in my voice, can't state the fact about the vendors that you have at these events. They're awesome.
Oh, and that is really how this thing all came to be. We really wanted to be able to have women look fabulous, feel fabulous, but not have to have designer price tags or price points that they were always using. Because truthfully, women, I mean, we've talked about this before, it's disposable. Every season you change and you want something new, so you've got to stay within the budget so you can still look fabulous but not spend all your money doing it. And that's what we aim to do. So I hunt for the best vendors with the best price points to bring my clients all the greatest things. So I'm glad that it worked out. It's exactly our point. That's what we're trying to do.
Yes. Well, and again, I was going to say I can only speak for myself, but that wouldn't be true because when we did the party with a purpose, you know, I was around the whole place and not only interview a lot of people there, but just got a chance to kind of talk to people, and I always just listen to what people are saying. And I'm telling you, everybody was really talking about how they were amazed at the prices. Like, basically, this one lady who follows you, and I can't think of her name. I think it's Margaret. She was telling me that she showed me her whole bag and what she got for $100. And she was like, $100 at one of these events. You know, she's like, I can buy 5 or 6 gifts and really nice gifts for people that I could never do anywhere. And I forgot to tell you that. So I just think
that's wonderful. And that's exactly what we want to happen.
Yeah, I totally agree. So I've got a couple of questions, but before I get to the questions, I do want to let everybody know that Jewel is nice enough to visit with me on At Home with Victoria. We're going to try to do it once a month, where we're just going to talk about, you know, different things as it pertains to women. And I know all of you guys already know about that first show, but I had begged her to do this show so that we could talk about Sex in the City, because I'm excited. And everybody's been emailing me just kind of who already have ticket information but wanted to know what the night was going to be like. Jewel, this is funny. You're going to think this is crazy. Remember the lady that asked me about the prom dresses?
And yes.
She was able to. She's back again. So here's her. Here's
I
her
love it.
I know. Here's her next question. She says, Jewel, she was sorry that she wasn't able to make that event. She says, and she's sorry that she can't make this one, but she says she'll definitely be in the one that you're going to have for fall. And she says that she'll definitely bring money so that she won't have to get any of those dresses. So that's so
Well, we will be excited to have her whenever her schedule allows.
That is so cute. And I just think that is so funny, because I still think about that from time to time. You know, when you do these shows, you never know, like, how they're going to go, because everything is live. But, you know, she really, really gave all of us a laugh, I think, when she said that. And this is
Absolutely.
Yeah, and this is more of a this is a woman from New York, and she was at the Tiger Lily event and said that she had a chance to meet you there. And she says that she likes the idea that you talk about fashion for all women of all sizes. And again, everybody keeps bringing it back to that, Jewel.
Yeah, I think that's very important. It's a big issue, but it's not a bad issue. It's just, we call them assets. That's who we are. And I think that we can accommodate that. So, and I think it's fun with the challenge of trying to figure out what works best on everybody. And, you know, I certainly spend a lot of time, you know, I'm still in dilemma about Thursday night. What am I going to wear that's going to be accommodating to the hips but very comfortable for the night, because I'll be working even though everybody else will be having fun. And just, you know, just the fun part of it, the realness of it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And speaking of what to wear, so, you know, the news lady here really couldn't decide. Well, I decided on one dress, and then I thought, but I really kind of like this too, because I've been kind of trying to be a little bit healthier, working out and eating. So I was able to get into this this little set that I wasn't able to last year. So I thought, well, you know, whatever. I'm just going to bring that too, because if it was Carrie, she would be like, why should I confine myself to one outfit when I can bring two? So
how about it?
Everybody was kind of teasing me about that. So I think I'm bringing two. And also, as you mentioned, that we did get a question with a young lady who wanted to know if you had decided on your outfit yet. So,
well, I am torn. I've got, you know, it's late in the evening. I'm trying to decide, should I do, you know, something with arms? Everybody knows that follows us on Posh Girl events on Facebook knows that I am a maxi dress fanatic. So it'll either be a maxi dress or this really hot jumpsuit that I got that is kind of off the shoulder, but it's got a little sleeve just in case it gets nippy. So, because, you know, our weather changes daily, so I can't figure it out.
Yeah. Well, the same young lady that just asked that question, she came back and she goes, ha, 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 do with what the news lady is doing and bring both of them, change for one in the beginning and then change for one when you go inside the theater.
So, how about it? Yeah, that might
got
be
a lot of work to do. You got a lot of work to do too, like you said. Although you'll be enjoying the event, you've got a lot of work. I do want to let everybody know who is taking the time to join us this evening. We've got about 10 more minutes left on the show. The one and only fabulous founder and CEO Jewel Green of Posh Couture, also Posh Girl Events, which is an extension of that. They're hosting a private premiere this Thursday at 9 o'clock in Old Town Alexandria at the Old Town Theater for Sex and the City. We do have a few tickets left, but here's the deal with the tickets: that you can go online and get the tickets, but I think Jewel said by tomorrow night, then you won't be able to get tickets. Is that correct online?
Yes, I believe it ends at midnight Tuesday night.
Okay, and also just to let you guys know, if you go on my website on Facebook and through Twitter, as well as Blog Talk Radio, I'll make sure I have the links up there to all sites, you know, where you can go and purchase those tickets so that you don't have to try to find it. We'll make it very, very easy for you. And Jewel, talk a little bit about Facebook and how you are enjoying that, because I kind of think you are. Are you liking it?
I do like it. You know, when I first started, I was a Twitter fanatic, and I you know, grew to Facebook, which was a little challenging at first because, you know, Twitter is just 140 characters and you go. I mean, you know, it's it. Where this is a little bit more complicated. You got to figure out how to comment back to people, but I can do it really well from the phone. So, like one of our newest posh girls, who's Cindy Block, she's probably listening. She's
yes.
one of my favorites. She hits me on my phone and I can hit her right back. But when I'm on that Facebook page, it's a whole other story. But it was hilarious the other night. You know, we're always talking about size and what matters. Well, she's got this great picture and you see this perfect
yes.
set of abs she's got. And I was eating ice cream and thought, Jesus, this is why I'm on Facebook, because when I popped this picture up and I look at it, I put the ice cream back in the freezer, so I told her that and she was cracking up. It was hilarious. But so I'm enjoying it. I'm learning things every day.
And you know what? Speaking of the ice cream incident on Facebook, of course, because if you're friends with friends, you can see it. And I actually laughed at that because I saw that. And I do want to thank Cindy, because Cindy is one of your biggest fans as well as one of my biggest fans. And Cindy actually lives in the Columbia, Maryland area, Jewel, and she used to watch me when I was a news anchor in Baltimore on television. And she kind of was going on Facebook one day and just typed my name up, and then that was kind of how she found me. But it was funny when I saw the ice cream thing and I started laughing. But Cindy did say, though, she says, Jewel, you are allowed to have ice cream, but maybe not, you know, you can have it like once every other week, or she said something like that. So thanks.
And she was so sweet to tell me that, because I'd already eaten it, so I felt much better when she said that. You know, and it was already gone, so I thought, thank God. See, that's a good therapist, because she helped me through that. She didn't just go, bad, that's not good. So it worked out great.
Exactly. And yeah, and if you guys saw a picture of Cindy, I assure you, you would know what Jewel and I are talking about. I mean, this lady is just in very, very, very good shape. That's all I'll say. So find her on Facebook. Cindy Block is her name. So make sure you go ahead and check her out. So let's see. I think we have time for one more question. This is a young lady in New Jersey, and she says that she has family in the Washington area. And, of course, she says that she loves your husband, her whole family, and they're big fans as well as supporters and friends with your husband on Facebook. And she says it really doesn't have anything to do with Sex and the City, but she says, how often do you get a chance to tweet and also do things, post on your husband's site on Facebook? Good question.
Well, believe it or not, when he's on all the time. So every now and then I'll try to post something on his page, but he is like, I mean, it's his nighttime activity, which is just hilarious. Now, I am a tweeter. I tweet all day long, so she can find Posh44 on Twitter. But, you know, so we try to talk a little bit back and forth, but he gets these conversations going with people, and I can't even get in it. It's hilarious, but he really enjoys it a lot.
I do remember a while back, the one time when you had a post status on your Facebook, and you had to, was it that your husband had too many friends and you were trying to get on, or?
Oh, you know
that?
What? We were trying. Well, yes, I was trying to get the night to wrap up, and I said, "Are you going to be on there all night?" And I'm in just another room, but I'm tweeting him. And it's connected to Facebook, so I'm saying, okay, so how many more? So, like, how about one more post, and then we shut it down.
And then we shut it down.
And he goes, okay, I got to go, you guys. And I'm thinking, this is hilarious. It's like we're in two different places. Yeah.
That is funny. So you're in one room, and he's in the other room. And also, I would hurt myself and kill myself if we got off the air and we not talk about, because although we've got the event that's 9 o'clock, guys, on Thursday at Old Town Alexandria, don't forget, you can check my website for ticket information. The following day, you've got something going on as well, right?
Oh, yes. We decided to have a carried away after party. So we're going to start at happy hour at 4 o'clock, and
yay.
I'm going to host ladies with some special vendors and just kind of talk about the movie, all the things that, you know, you don't get to talk during the movie. And after it's over, everybody will be trying to get back home to their kids and all this stuff. So I thought, I'll just have, is, you know, the first 50 that RSVP, we'll get them over here, and we'll talk about, you know, we'll have a private party and shop a little bit and talk about the movie and just have a good time. And for that, they can go, and if they want RSVP, it's at info@poshgirlevents.com.
Well, and I'll put that information. Actually, I'm a little hesitant to put that on the website because you said the first 50. And I know if I post that, you probably have about 200 people trying to get into that. So so just check out Poshcouture events on Facebook, and I'm sure you'll – I guarantee you you'll find something about that, because I do think Kimberly posted something on that. So, again, like
– Yeah, she did.
It's going to be the first 50, you said, right?
Yeah, but we've got, you know, we may go to 70. It depends, because it's kind of a come and go. So we'll start about 4 and, you know, end up about 10. But, you know, so we're very accommodating. We'll try to work it out.
Okay. Well, I would certainly suggest that you guys go, because, and that was something late that you guys decided to do. So, of course, I'll be there with my money trying to buy more jewelry. I don't know, Jules, something happened to me about a year ago where the only thing that I like now are accessories. I don't know if because they're so big and chunky and I like that, but I've turned into like this accessory freak, and I don't know how.
Well, I think we all do that after a certain point because, you know, in your 20s, you're really building your wardrobe, where now we have a wardrobe. It's built. We just need to accessorize it and then be able to change it up. So you're right on target with that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's exactly, yeah. Yeah, we've got, I mean, how many blacks, they're not going to reinvent the black skirt. The black skirt is what it is. We just need the accessories to change the look of it. So accessories is exactly what we should all be buying.
Yeah, and you're right. You know, that way if you've got that regular, you know, black dress that you wear everywhere, because especially these days, and you had a lot of jewelry vendors, and I'm telling you, ladies, they had just, you know, those really big, giant, chunky necklaces in all different colors and textures and stuff. I mean, just really, really nice. And there again, I picked up one, and I knew for sure that necklace was going to be at least $85 or $100, because to look at it, and that was lowballing that. And then I picked it up, and it was $35. I was like, are you kidding me?
So exactly.
I'm telling you, that when you go to these events that she does, the prices are unbelievable, seriously.
Yeah, in fact, Tracy Lynn is going to be at that private party, and she's going to have a table that is just out of sight. She'll be there. Hush will be there again with, she's got jewelry and clothing, of course. We've got the clutch handbags. We've got private quarters, my favorite bed linen. I'll be there selling. Bella Lux lashes, of course, you guys, anybody that's followed me on Facebook knows that that's like my new discovery, and I think it's the greatest thing ever. Oh, yeah, yeah. And we've also got artists is going to come with those sizer garments, so you can decide to, you know, if you want to look a size smaller, you get the garment and you wear whatever you want to wear. So that's a fun thing, too. So we've got it all.
Yeah, well, and you always do have it all. So, sweetie, thank you so much for taking the time, especially this late in the evening, to join us on the show. And I'm going to kick myself because we have people in the chat room, Jewel, that I forgot that were there. So I'm sorry. Starlight is there, and we've got some guests. So, guys, thank you so much for joining us in the chat room. And as always, all the emails that I get when we're on the air, I want to thank you, ladies, so much for emailing. And Jewel will be back on the air with me again. I want to say it's the first week of June, but, you know, I'll send all the information out so all of you guys will know. Well, Miss Jewel, I will see you on the red carpet for our interviews and all that good stuff on Thursday. And thanks for calling.
I can't wait. Can't wait.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. I just love Jewel Green, and I know you guys do too. And like I said before, you know, she's always just doing these wonderful things, and that no matter, you know, what she does, which is why I love her so much, it's always tied into some type of charity. You know, she's always giving, and she didn't mention it only because we were really trying to focus on Sex and the City, but we'll talk about it on the next show. I want to say in September, we've got another big event coming up, and that is Fashion for Fall. So, and I know some of the proceeds of that will go to the Tiger Lily Foundation. So I know Mima and Jewel and Kimberly are in the process of putting their heads together to work on that. So that's going to be a big, big, big event that's coming up, as was Party with a Purpose. And I forgot to ask her, but I know Party with a Purpose, I want to say we raised close to $4,000. And if you guys remember, that money was joined with the NFL, and the NFL was collecting money to help our brothers and sisters in Haiti. So Jewel was able to take the money that we were able to collect there and through that event and put that in with the money that went over there. So I know that we were able to help a lot of people during that event as well. And I think that's all that I've got to talk about. I want to thank you always for listening to At Home with Victoria. You can check us out on Blog Talk Radio. Also, you can check us out on Facebook, and also you can check us out on Twitter. And if you guys ever have a story idea or something that you want me to talk about or have on the show, just, you know, give me an email, and I'll certainly try to make it happen for you. But again, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to us, and also I want to thank all the guests that visited us today inside the chat room. Have a good one. I'll see you Thursday in Old Town Alexandria on the red carpet.